Good morning. In this beautiful world of Daf Yomi, we have another topic today. What's that topic?
Torah.
Aw, saying good, but I said another topic, though. So that's, of course, the parent topic. And, of course, you know from yesterday how much schus we get for learning Torah, right? What were those numbers again? They were high numbers, Baruch Hashem, every mitzvah. But today's topic, though, is a new topic.
It's all relative, though. You have to understand how much schut you need to get in order to be as close as you can to the Mishra.
Every little bit helps, David.
Of course.
Every little bit. Baruch Hashem.
We don't know what that actually means.
Let's talk a little bit about Berachas Konan. With the rain coming down outside, it's extra bracha. Our Torah is extra bracha. Eretz Yisrael is extra bracha. Let's talk a little bit about Berachas Konan. Why? Why are we going to talk about Berachas Konan?
Because you're a Konan.
Right. I stuck this into the Gemara today. So I could just talk about what I do.
Right.
Elias, by the way, thanks so much for your email.
Because we live in Israel, great. We have the blessing to have it every day.
Good, good, good. But what, in context of Maseches Sota, what are we doing here? Birchas Kohanim Ketzad, says the Mishnah. Where, what, why, when? Where are we coming off of? Didn't we just have other discussions? Our Grizim, our Avol Yeshua. Birchas Kohanim? What are we doing? How did we end yesterday's shir? Why was all that relevant? Our Grizim and our Aval? It was all in Hebrew. Just like Sota. The parak began with a discussion of what has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. This also does. Berachas Kohanim must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Am I off the mark? No. Berachas Kohanim must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, right? That was on the Lashon HaKodesh list.
That's only at the times when you have to say it.
It wasn't on the list, but what they say is that the list is longer.
Of course, yeah. The Elun Emarin, Lamed Beis Amad Aleph. The Elun Emarin, Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim, Bachalitza, Brachos of Klolos, Argiz Mareval. Berachas Kohanim was next right on the list.
Right.
Berachas Kohanim. So let's get started with Berachas Kohanim.
So I asked the question whether it's only during the times that you're supposed to say it that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, you're giving someone doesn't understand the Hebrew, you don't necessarily have to say much.
The Birchas Kohanim, correct. In the context of the Birchas Kohanim, it seems, right. And as I searched a little bit last night, I can show you guys soon, on the Wikipedia entry for the priestly blessing, I was just a little bit curious what it came up with, that apparently in pop culture also, many secular people, non-Jewish people, like Morgan Freeman and others, they like give over the priestly blessing. I think they do it often in English. But just to recognize that it has that kind of mass appeal.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, Berachas Kohanim Ketzad. Bamedina, Omer Osa Shalosh Brachos. Bamedina, what is Bamedina referring to? Oftentimes, little machlokas, between Rashi and Rambam. But anyways, here, people agree that it's Eretz Yisrael, general Eretz Yisrael. It's set over with three brachos. Rashi says, what are three brachos? Second last line there, Amen. So, as we would have expected, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Amen. Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chunecha, Amen. Yisar Hashem Panav Eilecha, Yosem Lecha Shalom, Amen. Uba Mikdosh Bracha Achas. But in the base of Mikdosh, Rashi explains, there's only one Bracha. If you she'ein onin Amen Ba Mikdosh. Nice little thing to remember. We don't say Amen in the base of Mikdosh. Vein Tzarech Kan Shum Hefsek. The Hachim Befarish B'Gemara will be explained in the Gemara.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mitzvah Hashem, it'll be relevant today or perhaps tomorrow. Really, really soon, and it's a good thing to remember. Again, as we discussed from the Chavetz Chaim, the more we learn about what happens in the base of Mikdash, we're showing Hashem, this is all Halacha L'maisa, this is what it's all about. The Mikdash Omer is Hashem Kichsavo, turning over Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph, right up there on top. In the Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, and within Berachas Kohanim, we say the name Kichsavo, Rashi on top, B'yud Hey, which is the way that the four-letter name, the way that it's written, Uba Medina B'kinu Yav. In the Medina, in Eretz Yisrael, it's said over B'Aleph Dalas, says Rashi, the way we pronounce it today. Yes, that's the way we pronounce it today. Correct. B'Medina Kohanim, continuing with the Halachos, B'Medina Kohanim Nosim Es Yedein Kneged Kispehen. In the Medina, in general Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim raise their hands towards their shoulders. shoulders. Ubamikdash al gabe rosh shehen. But in the mikdash, it's towards their heads. Chutz mi kohen gadol, except for the kohen gadol, she'enu magbias yodav lemala min atzitz, because he does not bring up his hands higher than the tzitz, which has which says the words kodesh l'Hashem, and he shouldn't be raising up his hands higher where it's written the Shem Hashem.
It's interesting because the tzitz is at the top of the head, so it doesn't sound different than the other kohanim who raise to the top of their head.
Why? Tell me why. No. Tell me why. Good. Saying good, but why?
I don't know,
the Kohen Gadol is just kind of standing there. He just can't raise it higher. She'enu magbia yodav l'malam en atzitz. Right?
Because he has the...
Al-gabe rashehen, Eli. Al-gabe rashehen, not k'neged rashehen. Al-gabe rashehen. The Kohanim can raise their hands above their heads.
Got it. I missed that.
Okay. The Kohen Gadol can't raise it higher than the tzitz. So the tzitz is generally on the...
I missed that. I thought it was k'neged.
On the forehead.
Standing right next to him, and they're actually raising it higher than that also.
Correct.
But he also is wearing...
So the Mepharshim say, but aren't the Kohanim, Kohen Hediot, isn't he wearing his tefillin all day?
Yes.
Yeah, but the Kohen Gadol is also wearing something extra, which kind of prevents him from raising his hands all the way up also.
Hold on a second. Doesn't the tefillin have Shem Hashem?
Yeah.
So you should.
Anyways, the Farshim deal with a bunch of answers to this question. Maybe they're not wearing it in the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, no.
The tefillin are covered.
It's covered, right?
Yeah. But Kodesh LaShem is right out there. We don't raise our hands higher than where it's written with Hashem's name. Anyways,
it also might have to do with the one on the yad, because the one on the yad, if you raise it too high, it also goes above your heart.
Interesting.
Which doesn't have that, so you wouldn't have the connection.
Very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Kohen Gadol Magbi Yad Lamala Menatzitz. No, he does raise his hand. Shenemar, because we have a pasuk. Shenemar Vayisa Aaron Es Yadav Elaam Vayivarchem. And he raises his hands and he blesses the people. Which, by the way, we have these cards floating around Shul. Birchat Kohanim by TorahKohanim.org, a project of Torah Org, Great Neck, New York. It has about 8 halachos in the back of it. Nice to just take a look at. And if you take a look here, Min HaTorah. It says number 3, Birchat Kohanim must be said in Hebrew. Out loud, which we'll have soon, standing, which we'll have soon, and with one hand raised at or above shoulder height. Not sure why it says that, or above shoulder height, because we clearly said shoulder height. But while saying the words, therefore, in italics, no shuckling, it says, right? Because it's a problem. And I sometimes have that, you know, I'm shuckling. So I'm shuckling
right
up, down, and I'm doing the motions right now, then my hands go below my shoulders and up. And down and up. So going side by side might be okay, but up and down, no shuffling. Thank you to TorahKohanim.org for that halacha. Just to point out, it's just a nice little thing to look at, the chinuch. In Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, Mitzvahs Birchas Kohanim B'chol Yom, which is in Parshas Naso. Just to take a look, I love the words of the Chinuch and the way he describes the mitzvos. Shenitztavu ha-konim shivarchu Yisrael b'chol yom, shenemar, ko sivarchu es b'nei Yisrael, et mor lehem, ko sivarchu have a bunch of times coming up in our Gemara. Mishorshe ha-mitzvah, shechefetz Hashem b'tuvo ha-gadol. That Hashem wants, out of His greatness, levorich amo, al yad ha-mishorsim ha-chonim tamed beis Hashem. He wants to bless His people through those people, those priestly people that sit and camp out and hang out in Hashem's house. And all their thoughts are connected to His service. The nafsham kshura biyiraso kol hayom. Wow. And they're so tied up in yiras Hashem all day. Uvizchusam tachul habracha alam. And in the konim schus, may the bracha rest and take effect on the b'nei Yisrael. V'yisparchu kol maaseyam. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael's actions will be blessed. V'hi Noam Hashem Aleim. We'll have coming up, Bezrat Hashem, at the end of the daf, the very perplexing question, which is asked by many: why isn't there Berachas Kohanim every day in Chutz Laretz? It is a question that has boggled the minds of greats, so much so that we had Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Vilna Gaon who tried to institute it in their cities. And Bezrat Hashem will find out what happened when they tried to do so.
Can't wait.
Good. Baruch Hashem. Sorry?
Is the Gemara going to explain anything about
our Gemara today not. But we have a lot of stuff to discuss, so let's move on. But perhaps over the next couple of days we'll get there.
But there's a reason why they can't.
Can't what?
Can't do the blessing outside of the Eretz Yisrael. There's no Shechina there.
You're a Ramban guy that everything's just prep. Don't get me wrong.
That's what it says. There's no Shechina there. There's no you like.
So prep also in Berachas Kohanim. We were tefillin, everything else.
In Ketuvim itself, it specifically says that anybody lives in outside of Eretz Yisrael is considered as if they're doing Avodah Zarah.
David, that's great, but they do all the other mitzvos. Do they give tzedakah and wear the tefillin and wear tzitzis and
do Shabbos? Is coming from Hashem. So you can't bring the blessing down from Hashem if you're actually getting it from angels. It's a little bit different. In Eretz Yisrael, you have...
Beautiful.
Like the Mimshel is...
What changes on Yom Tov?
You guys are in the voice. Let's discuss on the chair. Come on, guys. Let's go. Talk about it. Let's see where it comes up. This is our beautiful, beautiful discussions. We're right on point. Let's take a look. There's a fascinating Ramah on this and others. Let's get the time over. Tanarabanan. Kosavarchu. Blachana Kodesh. Right? We started this, Ellie. The whole discussion was Kosavarchu. We came off the Mishnah back at the beginning of the seventh parak saying that this has to be in Lashana Kodesh. So Kosavarchu, Blachana Kodesh. Says the Gemara, which it'll do a bunch of times here, the same type of structure. Ata Omer B'Lashon HaKodesh, Reinu Ela B'Chol HaShon. You say B'Lashon HaKodesh, maybe in any language. Nemar, Berachas Kohanim Kan, Kosev Archuv. Nemar Alon, Eile Yem Del Varech HaSam. And it says later on, by the Berachas on Har Grizim and Har Eval, nice topic we've had the last couple days, that Levarech HaSam, they stood to bless the people. Same word, varech, barech, the same root word. Malalon b'lashon hakodesh, afkan b'lashon hakodesh. So we have that gzer shava. Rabbi Yehuda omer einu tzorech. Why need a gzer shava from Har Grizim and Har Eval? Hari omer ko sevarchu. The word ko means ad sheyomer b'lashon hazeh. Say it in this language. Ko sevarchu, like this, in these words. Yivrecha Hashem yishmerecha, etc. Tanya idach. Another b'isa, right? Another b'isa with ko sevarchu. Ko sevarchu, ba'amida. Right? It's got to be said standing. Ata omer amida o'enu ela afilu b'yeshiva. Maybe sitting. Ne'emar kan kosavarchu. Ne'emar alon eliam de levarech. Again, Har Grizim and Har Eval. Ma'al alon ba'amida. Afkan ba'amida. We stood on Har Grizim and Har Eval, or next to Har Grizim and Har Eval. Baruch Hashem, a lively WhatsApp chat yesterday. Therefore also, we stand by Berachas Kohanim. And lehalacha, it's brought down. If a Kohen cannot stand, he shouldn't go up. There's a number of things that the Kohen can't do it, or any certain Baal Mum. He shouldn't go up. That's just not the way it should be done. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Einot Zarech. Again, why need the Gzer Shava to Har Grizim and Har Eval? Hayromer L'Sharso. We have the word L'Sharso Ulevarech B'Shmo. To serve, to bless in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma Mishares Ba'amida. Right? Why start paralleling it outside to Har Grizim and Har Eval? We have the same word in serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Mamasharis ba'amida, just like the avod in the Beis HaMikdash is standing, af mevarech ba'amida. So too, the blessing of Berachas Kohanim is standing. Umasharis gufei minalon, where do we know standing in the Beis HaMikdash? Tiksiv la'amod l'sharis. We have another pasuk there that says to stand, to serve, and therefore we can make that parallel to Berachas Kohanim. Tanya idach, kosev aruchu. Benesias kapayim. So Eliezer, we are not discussing yet the finger formation, but benesias kapayim means stretched out arms with palms faced down. Benesias kapayim.
Wait, does this have to do with this? Is what's tanya? That's from where you learned that you stand? No.
No. It's just a new brisa. Yeah, we have that a number of times. It's not. It's not contradicting anything we said before, even asking anything we said before. It's like a new thing. So we've had about three times already. Tanya idach, kosavarchu. Right? What do we learn now? Kosavarchu. So it's tanya idach. Another brisa on. It's more another brisa on kosavarchu. Let's bring out another halacha. Benesias kapayim. Again, ata omer benesias kapayim o eno ela shelo benesias kapayim. Maybe it's not benesias kapayim. Maybe it's just I don't know something else. What do you mean kosavarchu benesias kapayim? Nemar kan once again gzereshava. Kosavarchu, Nemar la'alon, Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am vayivarchem, that Aaron raised his hands and blessed the people. When was this? A very monumental day in Jewish history. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Miluim, following the 7 days of prep, setting up the Mishkan in the Midbar, unbelievable day. That's when, by the way, Aaron was installed as the Kohen Gadol. It was a very powerful day. Malalon, Yuma, by the way, Maseches Yuma, is like chalk filled with Miluim. I think the whole first, second paragraph, whatever, is all about Miluim, paralleling the Miluim to Yom Kippur, the Vote of Yom. Anyways, there's a lot there, if I remember correctly. Malalon ben Sias Kapayim, Afkan ben Sias Kapayim. So just like over there, where Aaron was doing it, ben Sias Kapayim, the way he blessed the Bnei Yisrael, so to here, it is ben Sias Kapayim. Says Gemara, Kashle le Rabbi Yonasan. If we're going to make that parallel to Miluim, then Rabbi Yonasan's got a question. Imal alon Kohen Gadol. Just like over there, by the Miluim, it's the Kohen Gadol, right, Aaron? Virosh Chodesh, it was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avodas Tzibor, they're bringing Karbonos Tzibor. Afkan. So too here, Berchas Kohenim. Shouldn't be done by Kohen Hedot, should be done by the Kohen Gadol. Should only be done on Rosh Chodesh, Avodas Tzibor, and only by Avodas Tzibor. But we know that's not the case. Berachas Kohanim is done every day. So why do we limit the Gezerah Shava? Sorry. Why do we limit the Gezerah Shava to only include Benesios Kapayim, outstretched palms facing down? Why not include all the other variables? And if they're not included, then maybe knock out the whole Gzera Shava. Says Gemara, Rabbi Nassan Omer, you're right. Enotzarch, we don't need the Gzera Shava. Let's bring out another source for Nesias Kapayim. Harei Omer, Hu Uvanav Kol Hayomim, Aaron and his sons forever. Makish Banav Lo. So it's not necessarily from the fact that we compare all of Miluim to Berchas Kohanim, but we're comparing what Aaron did to what his children should continue to do. And therefore, Mahu Benesias Kapayim. So it's just like Aaron, how he's able to do Benesios Kapayim with outstretched palms, Avbana Benesios Kapayim, Uksiv Kol Hayomim, and therefore it says Kol Hayomim, Mitkash Bracha L'Sheirus, which you know the general Bracha of Berchas Kohanim is like the Sheirus, is like the serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Once again, V'tanya Idach, Kosev Archos B'nei Yisrael. By the way, I had a question above, I didn't bring it out, but I had a question above just... It's nice sometimes to learn a little bit, not just Bikis, like a little bit more Bein, and I forgot to say this question, but if anybody has any insights, I'd love to hear it. Just, the Mishnah says, Birchas Kohanim Ketzad, right? So, right, and then we said, B'medina Omer Shalosh Brachas, U'b'mikdash Bracha Achas, right? B'medina, and then Mikdash. The next case was, B'mikdash Omer Sashem Kechsovo, B'medina B'kinuyav. So again, wait, Mikdash and then Medina. Sorry, Medina, then Mikdash, and then Mikdash, and then Medina. And if you're going to switch, that's fine. Then we go back to the third case of the mission was the Medina, Kohanim Nosen, and then Uba Mikdash, Al Gabri Shen. We had three cases in the Mishnah where they contrast the two, and each one, each time, it flipped the order.
Oh, it's kind of like the blessing itself, right? You have the first blessing, which is more blessing, for your... That you'll have like the Gashmi side of things. The second one's more the for the more Ruchnius side of things, and then the last one is Shalom, which is to bring them together. Actually, have Shalom between those two Beautiful. Aspects of your life.
Beautiful.
So the one where it's saying you have one single blessing in the Beit Mikdash, it's like you're bringing it all together and to have Shalom between it. And the other two are the actual split between those two.
That's a very creative answer, David.
Why did I flip the order?
It doesn't necessarily. Right.
Could be. It's an interesting question. I don't know, but maybe it just has to do with because they stay on topic. Like when they start talking about Medina, then Mikdash. Mm-hmm. So then he continues talking about Mikdash, and then compares that to Medina. Then he wants to talk about Medina.
So he's always taking the last one and connecting the next, and doing it back.
But I don't know if it's a good answer.
The
question's better than the answer.
Sometimes the Gemara, when it brings up like first point and second point, it'll then answer the second point and then answer the first point. Other times it'll do the other way, and there's a discussion, I forget where, but it discusses that parallel where either it'll go answer one and then two, or answer two then one. But here it's like we're going back and forth. Your answer seems to hit on some sort of flow, which I like. Your answer hits on a very creative element of what these three might be paralleling. Great. Okay, great. It's just nice to sometimes point this out, so when we read through and we're learning more, but key is just to point out that we could potentially spend much more time here getting to know this in a much deeper way. So therefore, we go through Betani, Yidach, Kosev, right? There's all these all these things we can begin to ask. Like here it says, Kosevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, and that's why I thought about it, was because it was Kosevarchu all the other times. Now it's Kosevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. Does the b'nei Yisrael bring out another element here, or is it just adding on these words? I'm not exactly sure, but some things to think about. B'shem HaMeforesh. So Kosevarchu es b'nei Yisrael, this new b'raisa, b'shem HaMeforesh with Hashem's name. Ata Omer b'shem HaMeforesh, o'eino elo b'kinoi. Right? And it's not even that it's b'nei Yisrael really is needed here, right? It's Kosevarchu. You should bless. It's not B'nai Yisrael is talking about Hashem HaMeforesh. It doesn't seem so, right? Maybe it's just a kinoi of Hashem's name, right? Maybe not the real pronounced four-letter name. Tam lomar v'samu es shemi. That's the pasuk from the Torah. Bamidbar, perek vav. V'samu es shemi, I think, al B'nai Yisrael v'ani avorchem. So shemi, Hashem saying, place my name on them. Sorry, that's my real name. Shemi hamiyuchad li. Yachol afik vulin kain. So what did we say in the Mishnah? That in the Beis HaMikdosh, we say Hashem's name, Kichsavo, Rashi on top. Then it said in the Gvulin, or in the Medina, it says not the four-letter name, but we pronounce it in the Adnus type of name, in the way we pronounce it now. Nemar kan, so why don't we say them both? Why not say Hashem's name outside of the Beis HaMikdosh too? Nemar kan v'sam v'shemi, nemar lan l'sum es shemo sham. And we say later on, l'sum es shemo sham, to place Hashem's name, sham. Mal alon, just like sham is Beis HaBechira, Hashem's chosen place, the Beis HaMikdosh. Afkan b'Beis HaBechira, so too, when Hashem says v'sam v'shemi, he's referring to the Beis HaMikdosh. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, ein otzar. Yes.
This shame from a Forish, is that exactly what the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur?
No. The shame I'm a Forish on Yom Kippur is like the 42-letter name.
Right. What they're talking about here.
No. Not, at least not according to Rashi. Okay. No. Meaning Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, it's pronouncing it the way it's written in the Torah.
Right.
Which is the Yud K Vav K.
Right. Okay.
That name still we don't say today.
Right. But that's what they're saying.
Correct. But you're right, we do say B'Shem HaMeforesh on Yom Kippur, right? In Musaf, we do use those words, Shem HaMeforesh, to connote the 42-letter. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Eino Tzarech. Again, very similar parallel in this whole Amud here about the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Eino Tzarech. Harei Omer, B'chol HaMokam Asheraz Kishmi Avoy Lecha Uveirach Ticha. In any place where they pronounce my name, where they mention my name, I will come. So B'chol HaMokam Zagadayetuch, is it anywhere? Ela mikro ze mesorosu. This pasuk's got to be reversed a little bit. Bechol makom asher avo elecha uveirachticha, in any place where I will come and bless you, sham azkir es shemi. Vehechon avo elecha uveirachticha. Where is this place where I will truly come and bless? Where is the most potent place for that? The Beis HaBechira, in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Sham Azkir Eshemi B'Beis HaBechira. Beautiful. So he kind of flips the pasuk a little bit to show that in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the letter is pronounced. Tanya Idach, Kosevarach Es B'nei Yisrael. Again, Es B'nei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Ein Li Ela B'nei Yisrael. Here, we need it though. Es B'nei Yisrael. We have the words Es B'nei Yisrael, right? Literally means the males in Yisrael. So where do we know the Gerim, or the Nashim, or the Avodim, Mishuchroin, Minayin? Where do you know these other classes of Jews, which might not be so indicative in the words B'nei Yisrael?
Oh, did they also get the bracha of Reches Kohanim?
Correct. Kosevarchu es B'nei Yisrael. Va'ani avorchem, and then Hashem will bless them. There's a discussion, I think, right there in Rashi, in the Torah, right? In Parshas the Bamidbar, I think? Naso? When it says, Va'ani avorchem, who's Hashem referring to? Kosevarchu es b'nei Yisrael. This I should bless them. Va'ani avorchem. I will bless them. The Kohanim, you, right? There's a whole discussion. But anyways.
The ones that you don't bless?
No, I don't think that's one of the opinions, David. I don't think so. Tam lomar emor lahem l'kulu, right? Say to them, emor lahem, even though b'nei Yisrael might be somewhat exclusive, emor lahem, as you're saying, David, is everybody fantastic. Tanidach, Kosevarchu. This is how you should bless. Ponim, keneged ponim. Face to face. Face the Kohanim. Atomar, ponim, keneged ponim. Weinuela, ponim, keneged oref. Maybe they should be face to back. Maybe the Kohanim should face.
Hide their face.
Face to face at least means facing. We hide the face there for a different reason under the toss. Tamlomar, emor lahem. Say to them. Ka'odom ha'omer lachavero. Says the Gemara right here. How do people talk? Face to face. Seemingly, the Gemara's saying that a WhatsApp conversation or a Facebook discussion or even blogging is not considered talking.
That's probably what the Gemara is saying, yeah.
It's probably, WhatsApp, just to say, Amar Lahem, right, it's panim el panim, not face to back and not between two iPhones, not even FaceTime, if you can see the person's face to face.
FaceTime is face to face.
So maybe this is a...
That's
anyways.
Why you should
number,
buy an iPhone.
Number 8 on TorahKohanim.org is in order to receive the bracha that tzibur, including children who will go under the father's talit, should stand in front of and face the Kohanim.
Baruch Hashem.
That's number 8.
I even heard a discussion, somebody brought up yesterday, that there's even a thing to like stand right in front of the Kohen, meaning not in his left or right, so you are very much of a kind of that, Ellie. But not to the left or right when the arms kind of swing out. But there's so much so that in a shul somewhere, I don't remember where, but there was like higher priced seats to have that right direct line in front of the Kohen. Anyways, I'm not telling you about to change your seats.
Is it really the face of the Kohen that we're talking about, or Hashem's face? Because in the bracha, it talks about Hashem's face.
Well, the panim al panim here is referring to the Kohen. It's not referring to Hashem's face. The panim al panim is the Kohen's face, and we kind of reach out. We try to branch out our hands, left, right, in the ataz, and in the shalom, in the bracha. Oh, let's move a little bit. It's Thursday, and we gotta move. Tani idach kosav aruchu b'kol ram. Kosav aruchu! Out loud. Oein el balachash. Maybe it's quietly. Kos. Yivarecha. Right? Tamlomer, and not necessarily out loud screaming, but loud that people can hear you. Tamlomer, and mor lahem. Like people talk, people listen, right? People should talk. There's a interpersonal skills that are being brought down in this Gemara. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one can't speak, if one might be really hoarse and they can't talk, and maybe they're the only Kohen, maybe they shouldn't, right? There's all these halachos that are brought down halachos l'maisa. I'm not sure that's one of the 8 on our Birchat Kohanim list here. But
it shouldn't make a difference. Most of the time, they also say the Kohanim don't really have a good musical.
Not saying we have to be on tune singing. And ever since that, David, don't put this on to us. We might not be the best singers.
No, I'm saying it specifically says that they're not. There's a place where I don't remember where.
Levim.
Levim can actually are on tone, but Kohanim, they say, usually are off.
Do you want me to audition right now to see if I were?
No, I think it's a very good thing. It makes you kind of like. You know, it opens your heart and stuff, kind of like
makes you feel bad for people.
Omar
Abaya
makes you kind of pay attention more to the singing rather than the blessing.
Oh, Naktinon, good. Omar Abaya Naktinon L'Shnayim Kori Kohanim, right? And as we know, even today, right this morning, Bezrat Hashem, in about 40 minutes, right? Naktinon L'Shnayim, when there's 2 Kohanim Kori Kohanim Vlo Ula Echad Eino Kori Kohanim. But if there's 1 Kohen, we don't say Le Kohanim. Kohanim, we just kind of wait for the person to start. Shnemar emor lohem l'shnaim. Say to 2 people. Who says this, by the way? Who says Kohanim? So it's Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi right here says, about 10 lines up, 15 lines up in the Rashis, Shnaim kori Kohanim. Kishayesham shnei Kohanim levarech shliach tzibor. Kishagamar bracha hoda, berchas hoda modim. Kori ason Kohanim, that the shliach tzibor says it. Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam says, no! How can the Chazan interrupt with Kohanim? It's a hefsek. So somebody else says it. So what do we do nowadays if anybody pays attention? Generally, who says Kohanim? There's the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Right, no, we don't say that in... That's only said in Kosars, right?
Over here, we don't say the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu.
And therefore it's...
Right,
and therefore it's not the Chazan, like the Rabbeinu Tam. But in Chutzlars, where they say the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, so therefore, it's a flow in the tefillah, then the chazan is able to say it. So it's not a hefsek. But right here, this machlokas, we try to find a good medium. Vamar v'chisto naktinon. Kohen, kori kohanim. Vein Yisrael, kori kohanim. A kohen is called kohanim, meaning even one. Vein Yisrael, kori kohanim. But a Yisrael is not called kohanim. Shnemar emar lahem. Amira mishelohem. Oh, sorry. He says that a kohen should call a kohanim. I apologize. That not the rav... Not just any Rav, or not just any Gabbai, but it should be somebody who's a Kohen should call out for the other Kohanim. Amira Mishelohem, it should come from a Kohen Tehei. V'hel chasa kavase d'Abaya. Now, to rule with halachos, we rule like Abaya who says that Kohanim, the first halacha that we had before, in the last two on the page, that Kohanim should only be called out when there's 2 Kohanim, and Mor Lahem is 2. V'leis hel chasa kavase d'Rav Chista, we don't pass like Rav Chista that says that a Kohen must call out for another Kohen. Therefore, we see what happens here in Shul, other places, that it could be somebody else who's designated to say it who's not a Kohen. Two dots. Someone misava lebracha duchen bavoda kos maker nena bagola. Just a nice little mnemonic for memory of what's going to take place in our Gemara right here. Beautiful line. Amar b'shuv ben Levi minayin shakodesh baruch hu misava leberchas kohanim. How do we know that Hashem is misava to berchas kohanim? Missing all these other insights. There's so much here. Baruch Hashem. How do I know that he's misavet berchas konim? That he literally lusts for, he desires for the berchas konim? Shenemar, v'somo es shemi al b'nei Yisrael. Place my name on the b'nei Yisrael. V'ani avorcheim. And I'm going to bless them. Maral. He needs this. Says the Maral. He lusts for this. Misav is a very strong word. What is that? It says the Maral. When Hashem wants his children blessed, it's Father, he wants his children blessed. What a beautiful way to have his children blessed through his other children. It's such a family-oriented activity where children are blessing the other children. There's that sense of unity, and Hashem is really the one who's conferring the blessing. Unbelievable thing. He really wants his children blessed. He wants his children to lead beautiful lives, and therefore he's misaveh for the birchas kohanim. Beautiful. And then there's a lot of Torah there. If it wasn't Thursday, I'd probably bring out more just on the beauty of that the fact that it's not just Hashem who's giving the bracha, but it's each other that are giving the bracha to each other, which has a certain sense of power and potency to that type of achdus and arvus, so to say, also. Any kohen who blesses, misbarech is blessed. V'sheinu mevarech, he who does not bless, ein misbarech, he's not blessed. Missed opportunity. V'avarcha mevarechecha. Those who I bless will be blessed. V'am Rishu ben Levi, kol koin shein ol l'duchen, whoever doesn't go up to duchen, over v'shlosha aseh. He's over, he transgresses three mitzvos, three aseh. Kos varchu, right? Kos varchu is b'nei Yisrael. This is how you should bless them. And mor olam, say to them, v'som ha'shemi, and place my name onto them. So these are three aseh that the koin is missing out on. Rav Amar, Rav says, what happens if the koin doesn't go up? Not only is he, seemingly he's adding on to the fact that he's over on three aseh, choshishin shema ben grutza, Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzahu. It's not just the fact that we say that he transgresses, that he's a Baal Avera, but also we are Choshish, maybe he's some sort of non-legitimate Kohen, the fact that he's not going up. The low plea. And they don't even argue. Rav and Reb Shimon Levi don't argue. Why? Who had the Solik the Prokim? If a Kohen sometimes goes up, then you're right. We don't suspect that he's a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. We just say that he transgresses the assays. Hajalo Solik Leprakim, but if he never ever goes up, then of course we assume that he's Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza.
Can he dochem if he's an Aval?
Good question. Not sure. Very good question. Ben Rishu Ben Levi, Kol Koin Sheinu Ola Ba'avoda. Whichever coin does not go up Ba'avoda. Again, very halach lamaisa. Whichever coin does not go up Ba'avoda, which is Ritzei, Shuv Eino Ola, cannot go up again. Shnemer Vayisaron Asyadav Esa'am, Vayivarchem, Vayered Me'asos HaChatas Va'ola V'Hashlamim. Right? When he was coming down from the Chatas Ola and Shlamim. Says Rashi right here, Vayered Me'asos Alma, a few lines up. Alma ba'oda voda biyado. It was in the middle of avoda. Berach, that's when he blessed. Achakach ve'yard masos. Alma hashtuhu degamar. So it's right around that time. That's where it happens. Malalon ba'voda afkan ba'voda. That's where we got to go up. Amy, wait, is this really so? Rabbi Ami sulki. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi went up after Ritzei. So how can they go up after Ritzei if we just said that they're not allowed to go up after Avoda, after Ritzei? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yassi, may karahavu akri karaihu. You're right. What did they do? They originally lifted their feet to go. So it's not necessarily being there already, but it's having already started
being
to go.
Being on the way.
Correct. Mim tolo have a matu lahasam. But they haven't arrived there yet. So therefore, that's fine. Because Tani Rabbi Yoshia, Lo Shanu Ela Shlo Akar Esraglov. It's only if he didn't pick up his feet to go yet. Aval Akar Esraglov Ola. But if a Kohen picked up his feet and he started moving there, then he's able to go up even if Ritzei is finished. What about washing his hands? What if a Kohen left his place to wash his hands, and now he's washing his hands? Is that considered like he started to go to the Duchen? Say the Mefarshim? By hands up, yes? Hands up, no?
Yes.
No. He's not going up to Duchen yet. That's not the Duchen. You're right. Maybe some sort of Hechsher mitzvah preparing for the mitzvah, but that's not going up to the Duchen. It might even be out of the way. So I would have assumed yes also. I thought yes also, but seemingly it's not. Most poskim say not. Should he go up at the beginning of Ritzei? What about at the end of Ritzei? on Shabbos, we know that where the Shemoneh Esrei is much shorter, so sometimes the Chasen should wait, allow the Kohanim to go up, right? Because it can be very, especially here in Shul, the lineup's long, and all of a sudden you're trying to run, and the Chasen's going, and it's halacha. So anyways...
I've been at Shuls where there's so many Kohanim that they have to wait.
And that's why sometimes the chazan should sing, and sometimes we try to motion to people in the front, like Ellie, to try to like let the chazan know, just hold up a few moments, because we want to let it go up at the right time. By the way, there's all kinds of anyways, a lot of halakhic discussions. B'dyeved, if a kohen is late, he should still go up; he shouldn't miss it. But we try to do it lechatchila. Mutanan nami, we learned about a kohen who's the chazan, right? A kohen chazan in a mishnah. They're in brachos. Im haftachoso shenosei skapa v'chozel letfilaso. If we're sure that a chazan is able to do Nisias Kapayim, if he's able to do Berachas Kohanim, and he won't get confused by the words, and right, we go back to being the Chazan, Rashai, then he's able to be the Chazan and continue on like that. By the way, I've only seen this here in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think I've ever seen this in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you see sometimes here in our shul also that a Chazan can be the Chazan, that a Kohen can be the Chazan. Ve'havina, let's ask. Holo Akar, but didn't he not move his feet? So how does he go? Ela denod porta. So we see that the chazan should move his feet a little bit to show that he's going up. Hachanami to akar porta. So too, this answers the question of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. They moved their feet a little bit. They went to go up, so even though they weren't up there yet, they denod porta. They moved their feet a little bit. They were able to go up. Just a few more minutes here. Vam Rav Shimon Levi Nostin Koshel Bracha Levarech Ela Letov Ayin. That the reason we should only give the coats of bracha, which is what? Zimon, by benching. Only give that koshel bracha, levarech el tov ayin. Those who are generous of eyes, shenemar tov ayin hu yivarach. Kinosan milchamo ledal. The tov ayin, he's the one who should give the blessing. Al tikra yivarach el yivarech. The tov ayin should give the bracha, that's who it should come from, by Zimon. Why is this here? All of a sudden, whoa, jump to Zimon, and then back to Berachos. What are we, where's that pivot? Where did that just come from? Rabbi Moshe Elephant has a beautiful pshat, he brings it down. Unbelievable. Think about it. What's the connection here? Come on. We have like 2 minutes.
Well,
but
like, should have been late. Bring it down now.
I go. Yeah, but better. Ellie, come to me afterwards because I'm going to tell you a beautiful other pshat about this week's parsha and Hanukkah from I think it was half Shabbos. And you can either answer me that it's just the connection of the people who say it, or it's much much deeper than that. Maybe we'll start tomorrow share with that if we have time. But it's much deeper than that. Much more beautiful than that.
Hashem wants to bless.
He has many statements, right?
Hashem wants to bless us.
Good. Same good. I wish we had more time. Okay, so who are the real Tov Ayin? The Kohanim. Therefore, they're the ones that should bless. Not just by Zimon should we have the Tov Ayin bless, but the Kohanim, General Dave Birchas Kohanim, they're the ones that should bless. Why? Why the Kohanim? Why are they such Tov Ayin? Say the farshim, because they're the ones that need Kol Yisrael. Who wants to see each other succeed more than the Kohanim? They live off of the Kohanim. Trumas Meisters, they want to see everybody succeed because they know they're going to get a chelik of that. They don't have their own chelik. And therefore, the Kohanim are designated to give the bracha because they're the greatest Tov Ayin. It's 6:39. I really want to bring out a few more points. Why not in Chutz La'aretz, the Chasam Sofer? We said that we'll discuss that. Maybe we'll start tomorrow, Shir, just bring out that out. Why do we don't have it halacha l'maaseh today? Maybe we'll bring out that other pshat too on Parshas Mikates, which I just said to Ellie. It's a shorter daf word-wise tomorrow. Awesome to learn together. Berachas Kohanim, let's rock it. Have a great day.